You know what the old song says. Rudolph and his reindeer pals are guiding Santa Claus on his journey to deliver presents to children all around the world. But around one Oklahoma family, it may be wise for Rudolph to exercise caution. You'll find out why in this story from listener Lindsay Davidson. It's one of the responses you sent us when we asked you to send us your scary family Christmas stories.
I grew up in a small town in Oklahoma. I'm the oldest of four children. I have two brothers and a sister, and my dad specifically loves deer hunting. I vividly remember Christmas Eve. We would lay out cookies for Santa Claus. We would make homemade gingerbread cookies, and then we would put on our coats and our shoes. We would go outside and sprinkle alfalfa hay with a little glitter so Rudolph and the reindeer could have a snack. As we would walk back inside, my dad would be walking down the staircase holding a shotgun. And he would inform us that he was, in fact, going to stay up all night waiting for Rudolph. In our house, we have a lot of white-tailed deer mounted on the wall. And he joked that we would wake up the next morning and Rudolph would be mounted on the wall. Honestly, I'm not sure what made my dad, you know, create this act, this theater production, Christmas Eve. It's a little weird, but man, he sure created a vivid Christmas memory for us. It was very scary for a large part of my childhood.
You know, you're trying to get the kids off to bed, right? They would be playing with toys on Christmas Eve, and you're trying to put stuff together for them, new toys, all the rest of the gifts wrapped. And I'd say, well, if y'all don't hurry up and get off to bed, I'd bring down a shotgun, lean it up against the door. I said, I'll just shoot Rudolph.
There were three of us at the time that were children of me and my siblings. We'd be sobbing.
The youngest daughter was Lauren. She was crying, laying on the floor, frailing her arms and kicking her legs and telling me no, not to shoot the reindeer. She didn't think she was going to get any presents left if I killed Rudolph.
And then me, I was like, oh my gosh, there's not going to be any toys for all the children across the world. And it's all going to be my fault because my dad shot Rudolph.
Well, I thought it was funny at the time. I didn't know I traumatized him.
It's just so sad. And Christmas is such a happy time. And it's just so weird to think that your dad is joking about shooting Rudolph and ruining Christmas for all the children in the world.
I still think it's funny, though. I hadn't forgot all about it. But I got him to bed so I could get the rest of the work done before Christmas morning. So that's what I was after. I did not shoot Rudolph, but I've killed a lot of deer. Merry Christmas to you.
That was Johnny Long of Pawhuska, Oklahoma, explaining his classic technique for getting the kids to go to bed on Christmas Eve.